39. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a in the instructions of Lord Chaitanya to do in the instructions of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, we can understand the science of God in the matter of his transcendental form, his opulences, and his devotional service. For everything is being described to Sanatana Goswami by the Lord himself. At that time, Sanatana fell at the feet of the Lord, and with great humility asked about his own real identity. He spoke as follows. Quote, I am born of a lower family. My associations are all abominable, and I am fallen, the most wretched of mankind. I was suffering in the dark well of material enjoyment, and I never knew the actual goal of my life. I do not know what is beneficial to me. Although in the mundane sphere I am what is known as a great learned man, I am in fact so much of a fool that I even accept that I am learned. You have accepted me as your servant, and you have delivered me from the entanglements of material life. Now you can tell me what my duty is in this liberated state of life.
Therefore, we are discussing this evening teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is the summary study of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The most important chapter in the Chaitanya Charitamrita handles is teaching to Rupa Goswami, his teaching to Sanatana Goswami, his talk, his talk.
especially to the householders, all
orders of life, especially to the household life, how to keep oneself on the proper standard of Vaishnava duty. Later on, Sanatana Goswami wrote the book Harivakti Lila for giving direction, and Rupa Goswami wrote the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the science of the book. Now, these two brothers met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they were on their ministerial post at Malda, a district in Bengal. So after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they decided to join with him fully for propagating the Krishna consciousness movement, and they desired from their court. Rupa Goswami first resigned, not officially resigned, because he was very much eager to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he first of all resigned. And then Sanatana Goswami, later on, he wanted to resign in a tactful way, but the Nawab did not like the idea. So he was in prison at his house, when he was actually in prison. Later on, Sanatana Goswami bribed 10,000 gold coins to the jail superintendent and got house of the prison house and went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Benares. So when he made a very humbly approach, and he said, "My dear Lord, I am born of lower family. Actually, you are born of a child of Brahman family, but because he associated with the Mrishas and Javan, the Mohammedans, so they were rejected from the Brahmin community, and therefore he represented himself as having born of a lower family. My associations are all above here. Ordinary man, especially he was mixing with the Mohammedans, they are associated with drinking, meat eating. This has become a pattern in the gentleman's society nowadays. So he considers himself associated with heaven. And I am followed. Actually, he was born by the Brahmin father, but later on his behavior became like the Mohammedan, so he considered himself as false. The most wretched of mankind is a human being does not take advantage of this opportunity to have a human form of life. That he's missing this one. The Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Novan Duskitana Murha Prabhupante Narabhava. Narabhava means rest of the mankind. Anyone who does not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and does not surrender and again, he is considered as the lowest of the mankind. It is not material, it is a fact. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead says himself, if he says somebody that you are the lowest of the mankind because you are not the supporter, it may be for material view, but when the Lord himself says, Samam Zuskitanam Murha Prabhadrante Narasama Maya Abhidham Jayana Asri Bhavavastita. Asri Bhavavastita. There are two classes of men. Asri Bhava Mastrita and Vaiti Prakriti Mastrita. In Bhagavad Gita I find these two words. Mahatma Anusumam Prasna Vaiti Prakriti Mastrita. Those who are Mahatmas, broad-minded. Mahatma means broad-minded. And Duratma means secret body. That's the opposite. What? Duratma? Dura means far away from Krishna Mahatma. Dura. And Mahatma, Mahat, Mahato Mahina Krishna. So, whose Atma is at that? The supreme, the great. He is called Mahatma. So, Duratma means one who is under the influence of this material nature, far, far away from Krishna. This material nature actually, it may be many thousands and millions of mind is far away from Vaikuntha. This universe is unlimited according to our measurement, and beyond this universe there is the spiritual world for a bone, and far, far away the topmost planet of the spiritual world is Krishna Lord. So those who are in this material world, actually, they are Duratma in this sense, that they are far, far away from the planet, which is known as Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is the replica of that original Vrindavan. Because when Krishna comes from this planet, he appears in this quarter, Vrindavan. That's like when the governor goes somewhere, you have got a circuit house. It is something like that. And there is no difference between the original Vrindavan and this Vrindavan. So, Mahatma, they are always attached with Krishna. Mahatma Anusumam Prasna Vaiti Prakriti Mastrita. They are no longer under the influence of this material nature. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna, takes Krishna everything, is no longer under the influence of this material nature. That is the trinity. If one is fully surrendered to Krishna, fully attached to Krishna, the details will be changed, that he is no more attached to material. That's why he is Gosvami. Gosvami, there are very high reports, ministers, but not ordinary men. Big, big ministers and the government. But because he became attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, they gave up their post. Tattva Purnam Akesha Mandala Patishane. Tattva means giving up. Purnam, giving it. Tattva Purnam Akesha Mandala Patishane. Mandala Pati means leader. Tattva-tūrna-vakesa-mandala-pati sane sadā-tuṣṣa. Tuṣṣa means very insane. They did not give any importance to the ministerial post. Here in the material world, if you get a nice government salary for the state to become minister, then we are very much proud. But the Goswami, part of their post, has very insignificant. Without thinking like that, how they can give it up? For on this kind of state, you cannot, by force, become renowned order of life. When you see something bigger than your present engagement, then you can renounce. After accepting renounce order of life, if I am still attached to this material thing, then that is not advanced. So, this Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they give up their force. Tattva Purna Matesa Mandala Patishane. Tada Tushava Vutpa Dhinya Vamesa Toki Paya Kopina Panthasito. Kopina. Younger man, lion claw. And a stone, queen, and a kuranga. That was the possession. And they used to do underneath one tree and next day another tree in this way, in this Vrindavan. Satya was Sanatana Goswami came here after taking the sacrament from Lord Chaitanya in Benares. And Madan Gopal temple has been old, he was living there. Underneath the tree, there was no temple at that time. The temple was constructed later on. So, this Sanatana Goswami, just after giving up his ministerial post, with great difficulty, he came to Benares, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the sacrament for 2 months, or guiding the Vaishnava principle. So he is approaching his spiritual master with humble attitude. Therefore, he is speaking like that. I am born of lower family, my associations are all abominable, and I am poor. Actually, you are minister. He is coming of a Brahmin family, but these material qualifications are not sufficient to improve one's Krishna consciousness. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master that is being exhibited by Sanatana Goswami. He is approaching the original spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with due humbleness, public, Tasma Guru Prabhupada. Tadvijnanatham sa guru neva avivakshe samit pāni sotriyam brahmanu. One must approach Sanatam Goswami teaching us the Vaishnava principle that one should approach a proper spiritual master. So he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one may argue that why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now? Where is Krishna now? It doesn't matter. Krishna's words are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words are there. Instructions are there. So, if we follow the direction and instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna under the guidance of a superior, bona fide spiritual master, then we associate with Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without any belief. So, lowest of the mankind, now, if somebody is not Krishna conscious, and if you say that you are lowest of the mankind, it may be very strong word used against the man. Suppose he is not a devotee of Krishna. But if he says that you are the lowest of the mankind, he will say to me very angry that I am such a nice gentleman and you are talking of me as the lowest of the mankind. But actually, the fact is this. Tāvacchatrumate mokha jāvacchinti navhāt sabhāna bhakta vyaktita. Very good. More than this fact. But the so-called gentleman nicely dressed in the assembly of human society may appear to be very nice so long he does not speak. But if he feels nonsense without Krishna consciousness, and he immediately becomes the lowest of the mind. It is proved by speaking that he has no knowledge in Krishna consciousness. He is simply well dressed. That's all. That we are finding all over the world. They are very nicely dressed. There was a nice star. But if you ask me about God's consciousness, they say that after finishing this body, everything is finished. This is general. Therefore, they are the lowest of the mankind. Lowest of the mankind means that in the human form of life, you are supposed to know that life is eternal and the soul is changing different types of bodies on account of karma, different types of activities. But although the gentleman is well dressed, he does not know. He does not know what is going to happen in his next life. Neither he believes in the next life. This is the position of the modern civilization. So anyone in that ignorance is called the lowest of the mankind. Narayana, if you say, how I can say this gentleman, nicely dressed gentleman, lowest of the mankind, he has already passed his university education, he has got a big degree, and how I can say that he is the lowest of mankind? The answer is given by Krishna. I do not require to answer. The answer is given there. Maya, apajita jnana. Maya. Secondly, he is educated. He has got degrees. That's all right. But the essence of his knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Maya, apajita jnana. Asri bhavamasya. A sense of knowledge is Krishna. That he has no idea what is Krishna. This is the position of Kasari Bhavavan. The Mahatmanasya Jaini Pagita Mahasvita. And the Naradhavan, they are Kasari Bhavavan. Just like Siddhanta Pasipo and his son Purla. Prahlad is Mahatma, Devi Prasiddhi Mahasvita. And Hiranyakashipu is Jiva. He is Maya, Avita, Jnana, Asiri Bhavama. There are two classes of men. Devi Prasiddhi Mahasvita and Asiri Bhavama. So, this Siddhapartha's next moment is to induce people to become Devi Prasiddhi Mahasvita instead of becoming Asiri Bhavata. So how this can be done? This is possible if we approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the right summons. And I am very sorry, my friend. Most of our mineral associations. That's what Bhagavad says, who requires a guru? Guru is not a pattern. Everyone has a guru. Let me possess a guru and let me do all nonsense. Not like that. One must be very serious to accept a guru. And that one is very serious. What is that seriousness? Seriousness is to know God. What is God? What is my relationship with him? This is serious. Those who are not serious to know God and ask God, they do not require to seek after a guru. There is no necessity. Don't make it a pattern to have a guru. Generally, they make it a pattern that everyone has a guru. No, let me have a guru. No, the Bhagavad says, he is direct as that must be in Prabhupada. Guru Prabhupada. To approach Guru means fully surrender unto him. As Krishna demands, Swami Sang Saranam Vajra. Therefore, I have to surrender to the Supreme. Unless you are inquisitive to learn about the Supreme, the Transcendent, then you find out considerable representative of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and find Kartavidhi Svayipati. No. Panipati. Pasistha Rukena Vipati. Brahmin, Pasistha. And Panipati. Pasistha Rukena Vipati. Or. Kartavidhi Panipati. No. Panipati. No. Hatsapal Panipati. You cannot inquire, challenging me to the Guru. That's why Arjuna did it. Pranipa. Tishatyam dharma prapanyam. So this Pranipa inquired. And before Pranipa, you must, everyone has got his personal partner attitude. What is the right? That is the material disease. Do not at least to surrender. We say that unequal with him. Quite like surrender. So, but how are this? But stop the lucky, especially, begin to see fully bound. Just like Sanatan Goswami has met his highly carried four minister says, and he has come to surrender as to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the beginning of spiritual life. He is a learned man, highly learned man in character, and highly a language, just that during this period he learned English, and it has now become self-fact. I'm Indian, I'm speaking in India. I'm English. Of course, I'm speaking this way before. English is very public. But still, in India, English is still to predominant. Similarly, when there was Mahamudan Kingdom, people learned Sanskrit, Arabian, and Persian language. So, Sanatana Goswami was a class, both Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, where it taught in three languages, Sanskrit, Persian, and Persian. So, that's not a fool, that's a very large man. From his letter, from his letter, we can see how highly learned he was. How he gave references from Vedic literature, in the right way, what did that happen to the Lord? Give us tomorrow, or another. So, if one approaches a bona fide spiritual master, his so-called knowledge has no fact. Maya of his conscience. His existing view of life means he has no knowledge. Anyone who denies the existence of God, superior authority of God, he must be considered as Maya of Vishakyan, Asuri Bhagavan. I was suffering in the dark trail of material enjoyment, and I never knew the actual goal of my God. That is the position of everyone. We get here a little material opulence and we forget our real business. We remain intoxicated in material enjoyment and forget the real business of life. That is the great blunder. This fact. Hari Hari Deepade Dhanama Gomayi. My dear Lord has simply spoiled my life. How? Manushya Dhanama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhadiya. Janiya Suniya Visho Khaiya. Any human being who has no knowledge of the Sabbath of prayer, he is counting two sides. Janiyasu, knowing knowing, everyone should know, at least, that human life is meant for developing the support of self. If he knows, at least, he gets this information. Just like we are broadcasting this information all over the world, that everyone should become the support. So, in spite of this knowledge, broadcast of this knowledge, if the person does not take advantage of this moment, then it is still understood that knowingly he is drinking for it. Jaina Sunya Bhikokhari. So, why it is so important? The Golokya Prema Bhakti. Because it is coming from Golok Vrindavan. This transcendental sound, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. They are coming from Golok Vrindavan. Just like you receive through radio, news from distant place, thousands and thousands of miles away. Now, the instruments have improved. They are trying to get information from other planets also. That's nice. But, the another machine, which can give you information from the Bhulokovina. That machine is not yet manufactured by the material science. But there is a machine. What is that machine? That machine is this Guru Parampara. Even Parampara Atla Atma Vinyanayana Sayo Vidhu. If you receive the message by the Guru Parampara, the first Guru is Krishna. Next Guru is Lord Brahma. Next Guru is Narada. Next Guru is Vyasa. Next Guru is Madhyacharya. And so many others. And they are branches. In this way, Krishna Mahaprabhu, then the Gokhani, then Srinivasacharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this way, the parampara is coming. So this is the machine. How I can understand this machine is correct? Yes, it is correct. How it is correct? Then you can corroborate. The Bhagavad Gita says, the original machine, Krishna says, Sarva Dharmān Parityajya, Māmekam Saranam Vaj. So, the same machine is being broadcast in the Krishna consciousness movement. What he has speaking? He has speaking and give up everything, just surrender to Krishna. Is not that the same machine? If you see the world, the vibration of the machine, the same, then it is the same machine. You get the correct information. Krishna is speaking about himself, about his abode, about the spiritual world. The activity, Krishna is speaking everything in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. We don't require to think unnecessarily. If we present the same thing as it is, as we are presenting Bhagavad Gita and she, then the machine is there. We can get all the information. There is no difficulty. Just like you are getting by the present machine, radio machine, the message from far distant place, Similarly, you can get all the information of the spiritual world by the proper machine. The Bhagavad Gita received through the parampara, the sattvic tradition of bona fide spiritual world. But it's not difficult. So, Sanatana Goswami is receiving the message of the spiritual world through the excellency of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. If you study Buddhism, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching to Sanatana Goswami, then you also get the message. That is not the reason. But after that you gave the machine and if you know how to handle it properly, then you get all the information. That is not it. And how to handle properly the machine, that is being taught by example, personal example I can ask about that he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly. He is not proud of his past position, that he was the minister, he was the married man, this man, born of a Brahmin family, and so on and so on. He is humbly presenting him that I am the most fallen. So, I never knew the actual goal of my life. I do not know what is beneficial to me. That is the position of everyone. Knowing all, what is the ultimate goal of life? They think that we have got this body and let us enjoy the senses to the fullest extent. That is the highest position of life. Get some material education, technology or something else, material education, get some good food, get good salary, and eat nicely, drink nicely and enjoy your senses. This is personal. This is going on. All of us. But that is not the goal of life. Therefore, because that is not the goal of life, and we know that this is goal of life. Therefore, it requires the enlightenment from the bona fide spiritual mind. Sadhijana samsa guru meva abhidhaset. That is the Vedic instruction. In order to learn that transcendental thought, you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. And Sanatana Goswami, although the most learned scholar, born of a Brahmin family, highly worshipped, popular, still he is approaching very humbly to a spiritual master. That is the way. He is teaching us my life example. That without approaching spiritual master, you cannot have any spiritual enlightenment. That is not possible. You must approach the bona fide spiritual master and serve him, serve with deep, 24 seva, first of all, surrender unto him, and then, before that, along with seva. While serving, he can put some questions which you do not understand properly. Now, Sanatana Goswami says that although in the mundane sphere I am what is known as a great learned man, Sanatana Goswami informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gramma Vyavahare Kahare Pandit. Just like in India we find that a sister, a Brahmin is addressed Pandit. He says, when the etiquette, a Brahmin, is a great Swamiji, a Kshatriya is a great Thakurta, and Vaishnava is a great and Sevji, and Shudra is a great Kshatriya. There was respect for everyone. So, Sanatana Goswami was not a false Pandit. I have seen in Calcutta once, bowing his head, he was pulling on the tailor. So somebody had a same Pandit. So, that type of Pandit-ji was not Sanatana Goswami. That without any knowledge, you are pulling on Kheera and he is also Pandit. Nothing. You are actually Pandit. You are very good learning fault. But he knew his position. That although my friend, my admirer, my assistant, my subordinate, they have raised me Pandit ji, but actually, I am not Pandit. He said, Brahma Vyavahare Kahare Pandit Sotta Kori Mani Apanar Hitahi Kishu Nahi Jane. Brahma Vyavahare. Brahma Vyavahare ordinary dealer, ordinary dealer. So sir, etiquette. Before me Pandit ji, but actually I do not know what is the aim of my life, what is my constitutional position. Hirami Kano Mori Jate Taputva. I do not know why the threefold miserable conditions of material existence is serving me. I do not want that. So, this is the real position of everyone. One may be materially, academically very learned, so-called learned, but he does not know what the aim of life, why he is put in this material condition. Kyaami kyaanamari jate tāpattva. That's right, tāpattva and miseries of life, we know that heat and cold, asthāpti lādi hoti lādi bhaive, these are miseries. There are problems, birth, death, old age and disease. But you do not know from which source they are coming and they are being imposed upon us. And you see, we are cloud of our heritage. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, therefore, sings, Jaravidya sa mayar vaibhav. Tomara Padane Bhadha. The more we become so-called materially advanced means we are entangled with the network of Maya. Sarvidyas of Maya Vaibhav. Tomara Padane Bhadha. Anitya Samsare Mohajanmaya. Jivke Paraye Dada. So, Anitya Samsare, this material atmosphere, it is anicca. Anicca means temporary. Although temporary, I can live here, say for 50 years or 100 years, still I am very much busy to make adjustments of my temporary living body. Everyone is busy. How to have a house, how to have life, bank balance, have to be secured naturally, this way, that way. We are embarrassed with so many problems. But at any time, at any moment, the notice may come, please repair this place. We have to do that. But we do not take care of it. Nūnaṁ pravatta karute vikarma javindhyaktri prayasana. Prasādhu manne jato ātmano yam. Asan nasi deha. Sri sadaya asadi. Asan nasi. This body, asan nasi. It is not exist forever. It is temporary, but it is troublesome. Always. Akshati Vadi Bhakti Vadi Bhakti. Three kinds of miseries are always there. So, Bhagavad says that we are man, Pramatta. Purita is the karma, and doing all sorts of material activities. All kinds of activities. Nunam Pramatta Purita is the karma, jagin jiyapitae, indiyapitae. Simply for the satisfaction of the senses. Tons of being and soul, simply for satisfaction of this time. This time becomes God. And a great trade is going on in India, everywhere in your country. It has no necessity, but simply for the satisfaction and temporary satisfaction of this time, this great trade is going on. So, the karma. In this country, there is no such government. No, but in your country, perhaps you know, in every serious practical package, it is written in the general for health care. Yes.
One in the prison general is becoming a cigarette smoking, then the other is still home.
So, the warning is there, but it's cigarette smoking. Why? Paramatya and Dikarma, they have given warning that it is not good for her. Warning is there in a serious packet. But because he has become mad after that beer and cigarette, he, Purute Dikarma, already is forbidden, he is still taking advantage. Let's see how Bhagavad writes that. Nunam Pramatta Purute Dikarma. Pramatta, this mad person, persistently fighting sinful activities. Nunam Pramatta Purute Dikarma. Was just India Pritae Aprinoti, simply for the satisfaction of health. Not for the satisfaction of Krishna. It's no satisfaction in it that he give up all this nonsense simply surrender to him. But in surrender to Krishna, he has surrendered to BDNC. Yes. It is the Nuram Pramatta Puru Tejipa. Just in the last few days, I asked the three. Because they said, this is not good. The Sadhu Manne, Sarya, friend, you are doing very wrong. Lathadumanne. Jato asmanayam asanyati kleshade asadeha. Atmanam, the spirit soul, atma, is slow. But because he wanted to smoke beer and cigarette, he brought his body. Otherwise, spirit soul, he is slow. So we have already got this body at the present moment. And that is kleshada. All is giving, misery. Everyone has got experience. So again, you are committing sinful activities to get another material body. This is not good. This is not good. Rakagumani, Jato Atmanayam, you have already got experience. By your past misdeeds activities, you have got this body, which is always full of miseries and painful. If still you are committing the same sinful activities, so that you will get another body to enjoy. Krishna will give you. So long you have a pinch of material desire, Krishna will give you opportunity on that to get another body and enjoy. But we foolish people, we do not know. Acceptance of material body is the source of all miserable pain. Therefore, Krishna says, you simply try to understand. Dharma karma may be dumb. Simply try to understand Krishna. Then, result is, Tattadeham Punarjanmananti.
This is the Tathagata. We want to stop this nonsense habit of the people. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. Hi, we stop. Don't stop. So, this is the consciousness movement is the only propaganda to save man from the pitfall of another material life, miserable body time, but to take him to a useful life, eternal life, back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.